Unit 69. Exercise 1B. Page 143.
And it's over to David Deddy for today's weather. David.
Thanks, Pat, and good morning. Well, it's rather a mixed bag for Britain and Europe today. Heavy rain continues to make things rather unpleasant here in London, and I'm afraid it will continue to do so for the next couple of days. In fact, the south of the country in general is having, and again I'm sorry to say, will continue to have, a pretty miserable time of it. Poor old Cornwall will probably come off worst, with severe gales expected later on this evening. Whilst the Midlands will be dry but overcast, the north of England and all of Scotland are in for a rough time. Sleet and snow are expected throughout the day, and police and motoring organisations are advising people to stay at home tonight, as temperatures are likely to drop further and driving conditions will become hazardous. A frosty morning in France, Belgium and Holland will give way to a warm day with perhaps a few isolated showers in the evening. Unfortunately, however, today's opening matches of the European Cup have still had to be called off after yesterday's cloudburst in Paris, as tournament organisers were unable to drain the severely waterlogged pitches in time for the referee's pitch inspection at 7:30 this morning. Skiers will be disappointed to learn that there will be little change in the weather situation in Switzerland, southern Germany and Austria, the region being in the grips of its worst winter on record. Blizzards, howling gales and snowdrifts the size of the Empire State Building belie the Austrian Tourist Board's recent press release that states that Austria might be a bit chilly at the moment, but it's still worth a visit. In contrast to northern Europe, southern Europe is experiencing a freak spell of unusually hot weather. The heat wave in southern Spain continues unabated, and remarkably, the Spanish authorities are actually preparing for a possible drought. In Italy, temperatures soared to an incredible 34 degrees, and similar temperatures are expected today. Revelers at tonight's Feed the World concert in the Colosseum can expect an uncomfortable and muggy evening in Rome, and are being advised to take plenty of water with them if they intend to dance the night away. Moving further east, another scorcher is forecast for Greece today and for the remainder of the week, but delicious cool breezes will make life more than comfortable. With balmy evenings also expected, Greece is most definitely the place to be. So if, like me, you have had enough of grey skies and slush in your Wellington boots, you know where to go.